Hey, everybody, welcome to Yours, Mine, and Theirs. This is a very special podcast. This is our decisioning part two because, doggone it, we are just stupid enough to do this live for a second year in a row. That's right, we will be in Salt Lake City on July 8th, and we are going to be watching movies about the afterlife, and we have with us many of our favorite guests who are going to help to decide what three movies we're going to watch, and it's going to be fantastic. So,
to decision. What we're going to watch.
To decision what we're going to watch. So real quickly, I'm just going to go over the movies that we have to decide upon. And then I'll go over the rules and then we will just knock these out. And so get ready for excitement. And I think John and I have already kind of made our picks, but we don't know what the other has chosen.
Yeah.
So mystery abounds. Okay. So the first movie, I'm just doing this alphabetically, Afterlife. It's a Japanese film. Which means it's in Japanese, but I think I've seen it. I want to say I saw it in a film class. Anyway, there it is. All Dogs Go to Heaven. That's also a movie. Always, Angel on My Shoulder, Casper, Coco, The Corpse Bride, The Devil and Max Devlin, Field of Dreams, Flatliners, This is the End, Constantine, Ghost, Ghost Dad, Ghost Town, Heaven Can Wait, 1943, Heaven Can Wait, 1978, Here Comes Mr. Jordan, which really is Heaven Can Wait. Just Like Heaven, The Lovely Bones, The Others, The Sixth Sense, Soul, Stairway to Heaven, Truly, Madly, Deeply, and What Dreams May Come. So that is what we've got going on. Three of those movies are going to end up being what we show at our live event. So I think what we're going to do first, John, welcome, by the way, sir.
Hey, I'm here. I'm John. Hey, I'm back. I wasn't here on the last. Well, okay, whatever. We don't need to talk about that. We'll talk about that when we record our next real one. This is the decisioning we got. Time is short. So yeah. Sorry, everybody.
No, it's fine. Everyone should just know that John left the podcast to go on a trip to Europe and his punishment is COVID-19. So congratulations.
That is true. I'm a boomerang member of the podcast. I quit and I've been rehired, I hope.
Okay. Well, the probationary period, we'll give it a few weeks. So, okay, well, I'm going to read a few emails first, and then we'll play some voicemails, and then we've got a bunch of live guests, and they're going to just go crazy.
And you're able to keep score doing all of this, too.
I'm doing it. Yep. Okay. So, the first, we have Michael Madsen, who, did he come to the live event last year?
Oh, really? Mike? No, he did not. No, my brother Jeff came, and my brother Pete came. Those are my brothers who came last time.
Okay. Well, Michael, your brother, wants to watch Heaven Can Wait from 1978.
Okay.
He wants to watch Ghost so that my parents can look at me in the eye when they're having pottery sex.
Right, yeah.
And then he wants to watch Stairway to Heaven. And those are fine choices. So
excellent.
Excellent choices. Miriam Elliott, my sweet daughter-in-law, or daughter-in-law, she's actually my daughter. My sweet daughter.
You sound her that much. Much. Is that what happened?
Yeah. That's how far it's
going. Let's edit that out.
I love you, Miriam. You're still my daughter. Okay. She would like to watch Heaven Can Wait, 1978. Uh-huh. And so that is now two votes for that.
Wow.
She says, I don't have many reasons other than I remember watching it and it being hilarious and wonderful, and that's reason enough. Secondly, she wants to watch The Others. Not only is it a great movie, but it's got a great plot twist. And thirdly, the movie Afterlife. She says, frankly, I've never seen it, but it sounds very interesting and I would love to be able to watch it and hear about it. Will it be funny? Will it be romantic? Will it be witty? Will it be all of the above? Let's find out.
So, I believe she was compelled to vote for The Others.
There was no compelling. I did no compelling. All right. Okay. All right. Andy, you are here, so I'm not going to read yours. Zoe, you are here, so I'm also not going to read yours. Sean Cortesi, he is going to vote for, let's see, The Corpse Bride. And here's our first vote for Field of Dreams. I have the feeling it won't be our last, and I will, that comment probably also applies to The Sixth Sense.
Excellent. Thank you, Sean.
Yes, and now let's go to Brooke, who couldn't make it. We're sorry, Brooke, we miss you. Hopefully we see you in Utah in a month. That'd be just the best. So she would like to watch The Lovely Bones, Truly, Madly, Deeply. And then she had been undecided with All Dogs Go to Heaven or Ghost. And I'm going, I don't know how you want to decide
this. Just pick Ghost because of the awkwardness. That's what okay. I suggest.
How about coin flip? We can do a coin flip.
Ooh, coin flip's good.
Sure. Okay, John, flip a coin.
Everyone doesn't have right. Billy Joel.
Okay. I have my Crate and Barrel credit card.
Okay.
It says Crate and on one side and then Barrel on the other.
Okay, Beryl is dogs.
Which side has the number?
Okay.
Just say ghost.
Okay, well, dogs is what turned up. Sorry.
Wasn't that ghost?
I think that was ghost.
It's what you said. Was it ghost?
This decisioning is really interesting.
I thought you said it was dogs, but I must have misheard you.
That's fine. Sorry,
we all want ghost, I think, yeah.
No, none of us want to watch ghosts. We want to watch Roy's parents watching ghosts. I think it's what we've learned.
You know what movie I've never seen, by the way?
What?
Ghost.
Okay, so I'm going to say that we have to obey the random crate and barrel card flip, and those points are going to all dogs go to heaven. So too bad.
The Grand Chahi for the win.
I smell a potential sponsorship thanks to this decisioning.
Okay, all right, folks. We have a few voicemails. We're going to listen to John's brother, Dale, first. All the way from Italy.
Hey, you've got voice, Dale. glad to see you guys are going live again for the second time. I promise I'll be there for the third event next year, but I can't make it this year. Wanted to leave some ideas about the movies you want to watch. Just my ideas. I think you need a draw. I think you need a draw from a film that everyone saw once, but nobody saw twice. Obviously, The Sixth Sense. So that's got to be in there. I'd also like to suggest that a movie no one saw even once that has had some great ratings, like Truly Madly Deeply. It's from 1990. It'll be fun to take a step back into the late 80s. It's in the UK, and it's got some good reviews. And then top it off with one of the classics, 97% on IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes, I think, and it's Stairway to Heaven from 1946. Those are the three choices I've got. Have fun. You guys are awesome. Take care.
All right.
Voice Dale, A1 joke. 5 stars, no notes.
Solid. Very solid. Agreed.
All right, here we go. Now it's time for Josh Fillmore. Here we go.
Hello. Yours, mine, and theirs. This is Josh Fillmore calling with my recommendations for the live podcast movies. I took a lot of time thinking about this. Part of me really wanted to watch Ghost Dad just to make you guys squirm having to talk about Bill Cosby, but I decided against that one. I thought about Ghost. I do love that movie, but I couldn't stand the thought of having to watch the pottery scene with my mom and dad behind me. So I settled on these three, and I think they're great choices. Number one, Ghost Town, Ricky Gervais. Hilarious. I love it. Yeah. Number two, a nostalgic pick for me, but Heaven Can Wait, 1978 version with Warren Beatty. It's a great movie, but also 1 degree of separation from Ned Beatty with Warren Beatty. And then finally, one of my all-time favorite movies, and I hope we'll do it, Field of Dreams. Let the Tears Flow. Goodbye.
All right.
Interesting.
Fascinating. Okay. Now the last voicemail we have is from Marie. So here we go.
Hi, Roy and John. This is Marie. I am just calling to leave my 2 cents for the decisioning. I suggest you guys watch the 1941 Here Comes Mr. Jordan, 1946 Angel on My Shoulder, and 1978 Heaven Can Wait. Because I think you could have a great conversation about which of these movies did the same storyline the best. And there looks like there's plenty of laughs in all three. And besides, who doesn't love a Cagney-esque afterlife accent that is definitely going on in Angel on My Shoulder? I totally wish I could be there. And so jealous. And I look forward to listening to the podcast when it airs. Have a fantastic time, and one of these years, I'm definitely making it out for the live show. Thanks. Bye.
I like those choices, but Marie is definitely picking. Like, I mean, it's definitely a goof on us to make us watch the same movie 3 times for a show she's not going to go to.
So fascinatingly, though, it's not, because Heaven Can Wait and Heaven Can Wait are not the same story at all.
No, but- no. Well, she said, Here Comes Mr. Jordan.
Because Mr. Jordan is the same as Heaven Can Wait from the 1970s.
And Angel on My Shoulder.
Oh, that's right. She said Angel on My Shoulder. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Fascinating. I think Angel on My Shoulder would be a really great picks, but we'll see what happens. Okay, that's enough of the people who couldn't make it for the live yelling at us session. So now it's time to switch over to that. So I'm just going to go from top to bottom. JB, you're up, buddy. What's your three films?
All right. So I had a write in because I think What Lies Beneath is the best afterlife film. But since we don't have it on the list, I'm not going to choose it. My third choice is Constantine because it's a terrific movie and Andy likes it and I like Andy. And that's reason enough to watch a film. My second choice is Field of Dreams because your brother Josh is El Mas Macho and he loves it. And I love Josh. So that's my second choice. And then the first choice is one of my favorite animated films ever. And it's Coco.
So those are very good. So far, that's the first vote for Coco. I'm a little surprised. But I'm sure it will not be the last.
And that might be the last vote for Coco. So thanks for jinxing me.
I hope it's the last vote for Coco.
Speaking of which, we are missing Mark, who was hoping to make it on. So if any of you guys can mention him and maybe get his picks, we can shove him in here.
Mark would like you to watch Coco, Field of Dreams, and Constantine. I can.
Oh yeah?
those are the ultimate Mark
picks. That actually does sound very Mark.
Yeah, it really does.
All right. All right, Ammon, you're up. What should we watch?
All right. I was really hoping, but I couldn't quite make it work with the choices that we'd just do only Claude Rains.
Wow.
There will be some Claude Rains in my choices. Well done. I also thought about whether or not I wanted to do the Ammonist picks or the picks that actually might make movies that people actually watch, but I'm going to go with the Ammonist picks. So here we go.
Good, good, good.
First of all, and I'm very happy I'm not alone in this, Angel on My Shoulder. Of the Rains choices, I think this is the superior one.
Wow.
Fantastic old movie. Just sort of a masterpiece in the genre. So I hope it makes it. I wish I could make it next month. I will be in Utah the following month, but that doesn't help nobody.
Well, that's for our third live event.
Called the Ammoning.
Yeah, the Ammoning. The Ammoningville Horror.
That's right. But I would love, I'm not going to make Roy's parents watch Ghost, but I would love to hear their take on Japanese cinema. So I would love it if Afterlife made it.
Okay.
So that's my second voice.
By the way, I listened to the decisioning earlier today from last year, and your big push for Stray Dog, it was like it took up half the podcast. Remembering which version, because we got it mixed up with Straw Dogs and Stray Dog, and yeah. Like finally sorting
yeah,
that
actually,
out.
Was, so
like,
I was in a I was getting ready for a sleep study when you guys called me for that one, so that was fun. That was some real life adventure going on in the background. But that's not happening this time.
Are we going to be able to do an addendum here? Can we have Roy's parents around when we watch Straw Dogs?
Let me say this really quick. Hey. If Ghost gets picked, we'll watch it first thing in the morning, and my parents won't be there. And we'll just all cringily look at each other during the sex clay pot scene.
I can't wait.
I think we should Skype them at least.
Yeah.
All right, Ammon, what's number three?
Final choice. This is a movie I'm actually surprised I never saw this movie. It helped to launch the career of Anthony Minghella, which means that we owe this movie the great movie Talented Mr. Ripley, but it also is responsible for the terrible English Patient. Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Ooh.
Okay. Great. Truly, Madly, Deeply. Good. Good.
Fascinating. Okay. Yeah. All right, Katie, you're up.
Okay. My first choice is Truly, Madly, Deeply. Hmm. Because I want to see Alan Rickman young in a romance.
Is that the pilot movie?
No.
Truly, Madly, Deeply?
No, that's Always. No.
That's Always.
Pilot movie.
Yeah. No, okay. There's a Savage
Garden. And Angel on My Shoulder and Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
And my next one is Heaven Can Wait from the 70s.
All right.
I watched that when I was young. It was filmed in a place near where I grew up that you could go and visit. So it was always cool. And then my last one, I thought we could round it out with a good kid movie. Because don't your kids always come, Roy?
Like a Ghost Dad?
I saw that in the theaters.
These kids are like 35.
My youngest child is now 14 years old, but my kids may or may not make it. I think they'll probably be there for whatever we decide is the marquee film. They'll be there for that.
For Ghosts, certainly they'll be there.
Yeah, well, I've never seen Coco or Soul, and so I was going to vote for one of them, but they don't look like they're going to win, so I might have to move it over to Ghost.
Well, it's up to you, ma'am. I would say follow your heart.
Okay, I'll vote for Coco.
Very good. Okay.
Coco.
I would have voted for Soul. Like, I just want to vote for Disney in general, like whichever one of those two wins.
So I normally hate animated movies, but those are actually both excellent movies.
And I haven't seen either one, and so I don't know which one.
I've actually seen Soul, but I haven't seen Coco, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
Everyone I ask, they'd say, oh, Coco makes me cry, but Soul also makes me cry.
I did not cry at Soul, but I did cry at Coco. Ammon, did you cry at Soul?
Cry at everything.
I don't know if I cried during Soul. I definitely cried during Coco, but not. Yeah. I don't think I cried during Soul. Yeah.
The last 5 minutes of Coco are a tear factory for me.
I think I'd rather watch Soul than that.
Remember me.
Yeah.
Soul has more pizza.
This sounds fun. Let's all cry as adults to a cartoon.
So beautiful.
To be fair, if we watch Ghosts before it, we're going to be crying.
Wait, if you do Coco, after. Can you also do, and this would just be for Roy's parents, Y Tu Mama Tambien?
Oh, wow. Yeah, there we go. Finally, someone got to that.
Oh, wow.
All right, Andy, you're up.
Oh, well, here we go. Okay, first, a tiny anti-vote for Just Like Heaven. Terrible movie. Boo, John Hader.
Okay.
Go die. An almost vote because you promised me it wasn't going to be on here. Constantine as the best film that Gavin Rossdale has ever been in, and possibly the best movie that Shia LaBeouf has ever been in.
Yeah, I kind of want it to be one of the three that wins so that I can then say, and we're not doing it because I can't do a rated R movie.
It's certainly the best CD of music that he's ever been in.
Yes. But the Keanu Sans goes on, Constantine, great movie. I think you could get away with this and show this and not, people wouldn't notice it was rated R. It's more that it's devil stuff more than. Anyway,
I agree with Andy. I can't think of anything that's rated R.
I think Bill is really into the devil stuff. He's fine with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but because I know that won't win, I'm not voting for Ralph Nader this time around. I won't get fooled again. Here are my actual three votes. In Yours, Mine, and Theirs order, starting with the earliest, Field of Dreams, because I want y'all to hear that beautiful scene with James Earl Jones where he tells Kevin Costner to go back to the 60s. Mm. And everybody cries about their dad and baseball. My second vote, The Sixth Sense, because that is one of those movies that I think if you experience it in a theater with people who are actually clued into it and you're all watching together and you like everybody starts pointing out, oh, look, there's red. That's how we know that this is what's happening or whatever. It's a great theatrical experience. I think you all deserve to sit and watch it in a theater. I think that's a great film.
Much agreed. Interesting thing about The Sixth Sense, it's a great movie despite the twist. And I always say that.
Yes. I think the twist is actually the thing that like is the albatross now around that movie's neck, which is too bad.
And it's too bad it's not going to win. From what I've been hearing so far.
It also has a great appearance of Striped Bass, which was a fantastic restaurant in Philly in the 90s that I miss. So that's a reason.
Oh, nice.
Well, there you go. If for no other reason.
Bring
for
that no back other reason. From the dead. Yeah.
Beautiful. And a movie that I do hope will win and has been getting some votes, Coco. I think that is one of the best animated films of the last 10 years. And just a beautiful film, positive representation of so many different things in so many ways. And people throwing chanclas at each other. And let's go.
Good choices, Andy. Very good choices.
Very good, Andy. All right, sir. Zoe, it is your turn, and I wonder if your mic can get turned up just a little bit.
Probably not. I have my headphones on, but for whatever reason, my Mac isn't recognizing my headphones.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry. We can hear you a bit.
All right. I've actually not seen the majority of these movies, which... Wait, is there a twist in Sixth Sense?
No.
There are seven senses.
I'm going to go two films I've not seen and one I have seen. So I'm going to go Heaven Can Wait. I think the 70s version. I mean, it's got football in it, so I'm interested. Los Angeles Rams quarterback. All right, I'm in. I've never seen The Devil and Max Devlin.
Yay, finally. So someone's brave enough.
That's my vote for that. And then the Guy Cry film, Field of Dreams. I feel like if we do a Field of Dreams Coco, we're going to need all of the Kleenex issues. As long as we don't break eye contact, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with crying in front of men. I just want to make sure that we're all looking at each other in the eyes.
Feel the dreams coming around the outside here.
We'll pause it and then get in a circle and just look at each other.
Would you help me form a clay pot in front of everybody?
I'll do a little wraparound.
Perfect.
All right. Perfect. All right, Richard, you're up, sir.
Okay, so I went with two films that I have seen as a child in my childhood, and one that I saw when it came out. And I know it's controversial, but I did rent on VHS multiple times at Video Update, Blockbuster, and all the other rental places, Hollywood Video, Ghost Dad.
Okay.
So I love that film because of the premise, not because of the problematic actor. So Ghost Dad was a favorite. And then also Field of Dreams was a favorite. Also watched on VHS a lot. And I seem to remember McDonald's was selling it for a promotion one time for like $2.99. You could own Field of Dreams on VHS.
Oh, wow.
At your local McDonald's. And so we bought that up and we owned it. And yeah, my dad loved that movie. So it was kind of one of those things where he's like, well, I like it, so you guys have to like it too, you know?
All right. So very good. That's your first two, right?
Yes. First two.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. My last but not least, apparently, is a Disney film that I saw in theaters and it made me cry. Coco, just like what everyone else has been saying.
Okay, very good. Things are starting to kind of shape up a little bit here. We'll see if John and I have much in the way of wrenches to throw. Richard, good choices. Crystal, you're up, ma'am. My.
Okay, well, can you hear me? Sorry. Okay, great.
We can.
Well, I haven't seen the majority of these films, so it was hard to kind of choose. But this is what I have. Okay, third most desired film for me would be Always from 1989 because the cast looks great. It didn't get great reviews, but the cast looks really great and it's Spielberg and I like the aviation aspect. So that's my first throwaway vote.
You can throw away a vote on Casper if you want.
No, my second throwaway vote is actually The Lovely Bones because I also horrible reviews online, but great cast. If you look at the cast, it's really an awesome cast, and it was done by Peter Jackson. You know who doesn't love his films. And it's a murder, like afterlife movie, which I, being a young woman, love murder. So there's that.
I love murders.
So that's my second throwaway vote.
Crystal, are you a Dateline? Are you?
Oh,
a Dateline?
100%. Dateline, 2020. All of the murder podcasts. Yep. Sign me up.
On the case with Paul Lauzon. Got it.
Joe Kenda. I mean, honestly, the list goes on and on. The number one movie that I really want to watch actually is The Sixth Sense. I have never seen it, and I do feel like a theater watch is probably how it's meant to be.
Oh, you've never seen The Sixth Sense. What do you know about the movie The Sixth Sense?
I know that young Haley Joel Osment says, I see dead people. That's it.
Okay.
That's true. He does, yeah.
Okay.
That's basically the whole movie.
That is brilliant. That's kind of
what I figured.
It's a really good thing we didn't spoil it earlier.
I was going to hop in John if I felt like anything was actually a spoiler, but so far, I don't feel like I know anything more than I knew coming into this podcast tonight.
Just as a spoiler, the food in the restaurant does look really good.
So it does. It looks great.
I'm just going to spoil that part for you.
About the restaurant where him and his wife have the date, like their anniversary dinner.
Is that
Yeah.
It's that restaurant.
It does look really good. Yep. Yeah.
All right, Mark. We are ready for your pick, sir.
All right. Let's do this. I don't know. What do I do? Hold on. Give me 1 second.
We already voted for Mark. So Mark can get up now.
Yeah. Mark, JB, and I already voted for you.
Yeah.
We're doing that illegal vote stuffing that happens so often in Texas.
Ghost Ed and Casper and All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yep. Those were the movies we chose for you.
No. Oh, no.
No.
We chose actually, Coco, Field of Dreams, and Constantine.
We said those were your votes.
But Mark, okay. I think you should have your own voice.
Well, you should vote for your you what you want to, actually.
Your heart tells you. Listen to your heart.
I'm trying to have my voice, but it's being drowned out by other voices.
Sorry.
Me. Okay, tell me when to start, and I'll start my whole spiel.
Go.
All right. So my first choice is it's unconventional, but it's going to be Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse because it's awesome. And I want everybody here to watch that movie. So, okay, that was a plug. Whatever.
Is there a guy in that one? That got really weird.
Oh, my gosh. Movie's so good.
It's
Across the Deathiverse.
Yes. If the whole movie festival thing doesn't get people to watch the new Spider-Man, like, this world is dead. Anyway, so my first pick, Coco. And let me tell you why. Because it's awesome. And the main reason I love Coco is because it's one of the first, like, not only Disney movies, but Hollywood movies that truly represents Mexican culture. But here's this other thing that I love, that it keeps throwing stuff at you and it keeps doing these weird turns. Cause at first you think, oh, it's just about this kid who goes to the afterlife, and you know, the whole Mexican culture of the afterlife, it's well represented. It's pretty cool. And then no, it's about this kid connecting with his grandfather. And, you know, this guy who is totally awesome. He wants to be just like him. And then no, it's not about that. And at the very end,
oh, some people haven't seen this movie.
Okay. All right. So, fine.
Thank you.
Whatever.
By the way, Andy and JB are 1 for 3 on your picks so far. So, let's
see. Not good.
Yeah.
Because that was way too easy. But anyway.
Great minds think alike here.
Yes.
The gut punch at the end is, like, really cool. Like, that's what really sells it for me.
Yeah, you have to bring your own tissues.
Yes. So, I'm not going to ruin, like, what happens. There's a dog.
And he's cool. That's true.
So there's that. So anyway, that's my first pick. And my second pick is not Field of Dreams or Heaven Can Wait, because we don't need any of that stuff. My second pick is What Dreams May Come. And that movie, when I saw that movie at the theater, I thought, like, oh my God, like, this is a masterclass in acting by Robin Williams and Annabella Sciorra, who I still have a major crush on. And I love that it deals with something unconventional, like when it deals with suicide, and I think it's handled perfectly. And the whole about what happens after we die, where do we go? So I think this movie's perfect for that. So anybody got that for me?
Yes.
That's a wonderful vote you just did there for What Dreams May Come.
Yeah. Well,
who's
done.
2 for 2 now?
None of us, because that
no one
missed.
Yeah. All right.
No, I should. If I were predicting for Mark, I would have said that, because I know you love that movie.
It is. I absolutely love
that movie. Like, I totally love that movie. All right, and there's a lot of good ones, man. So I guess my last pick is going to be. I've been debating this all day, and I don't know I don't know which movie would be the third movie that I would recommend, but I'm going to have to go with The Others. And wow. The major reason I'm going with The Others is because, much like The Sixth Sense, there's this big twist that really works. And most scary movies don't do anything for me. Like they don't scare me. I don't get those little jump scares or anything. And I know this movie isn't like really scary, scary, like super horror, but this is one of the first movies that ever screwed me up to where I had trouble sleeping at night.
Oh man. I love the ending because up until the ending, I was like, this is a decent horror film. It's okay. But then the ending is like, oh wow. And I think it's a good afterlife movie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It's a pretty good afterlife movie.
So unlike and The Sixth Sense, it's only good because of the ending.
Well, no. You know what?
Really it's a good movie.
In this movie, so there's a scene with the curtains, and I don't want to spoil it for people, but there is a curtain scene that like messed with me. Like I could hear that in the middle of the night the first time I saw this, and it just messed with me.
Much like Psycho makes it hard for you to shower, The Others makes it hard for you to.
I still don't shower curtains. To this very day. I only bathe. Yeah, ask JB. He bathes with me all the time. Anyway,
yeah, he is definitely. So, he is true.
I've seen the photos.
So those are my three picks. So I guess you guys only got one of my three. So,
well, those are three good picks. Did we lose Zoe? We lost Zoe, but I think we'll have his recording.
That's fine. Yeah, we have.
John, you want to text him and tell him that we have his audio?
Yeah. Okay, I'll text him.
Assuage his mind. Oh, okay. I have some more.
Oh,
from Anthony Cortesi.
Oh, good.
Anthony, I'm sorry. We're not going to watch Michael. With John Travolta. One we didn't put in the running, but Meet Joe Black. So I'll give that three votes. I don't know if that's really an afterlife movie.
No.
Let's see.
Not the first 3.5 hours.
Okay. I will go ahead and give his, he votes. So he says, a ghost story in the singular exploration of legacy, love, loss, and the enormity of existence. A recently deceased white sheeted ghost returns to a suburban home to try to reconnect with his bereft wife. So he chose three movies that none of which we, have in our final list. And I've kind of always wanted to see a ghost story, but, I mean, I'll go ahead and throw all threes on our list for you, Anthony. They all now have 3 points and it doesn't really matter.
I rather enjoyed a ghost story, but it is, it wouldn't be very fun.
In between two of the movies, you should just watch the scene where Rooney Mara grief eats an entire pie. That's the best part of the movie.
That's the only good scene in the movie, but it's an excellent scene.
Rooney Mara has been preparing her whole life for that scene.
Okay. John, I don't see any comments from Shearston. Is that what you said?
Yes. Okay.
By the way, my nephew is marrying a girl named Taylee, and I like. Is there a more Utah name than Taylee?
I've never even heard of Taylee.
Mahanrai Mori Ankamer.
That's the Utah.
Yes, only barely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not sure if either of you are able to get a hold of her.
I'm on the phone with them right now. Okay. Do you want me to just tell you what they want to vote for?
Let's do it.
Me as well. Yeah.
Okay. You can just tell me what it is. Shearston wants Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Excellent.
And Coco and Soul.
Oh, Coco and Soul. The double there. That's personal.
That's votes. Okay. And what's how about the next one?
Garrett wants Soul and Coco. All dogs go to heaven.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's fine. All right, folks. So here's where we're at. If John and I were leaving it up to you bunch of schlubs, we would be watching Coco, Field of Dreams, and Heaven Can Wait. That's where we're at. We have a couple others that are close behind, but I don't know what John has picked, and he doesn't know what I have picked. So let's go ahead and reveal. Okay, let's see what we got.
And I spread my votes out into 5 votes.
Okay. So we are watching Coco.
Did I vote for Coco?
Let's see. I gave it 2 points. John, you did not. You hate Coco.
I do.
Okay. All right, let's see.
I assume. I haven't seen it.
Am I missing anything? Truly, Madly, Deeply is 4th place by 1 vote.
Oof, man.
Oh.
We are also watching 1978's Heaven Can Wait.
Okay.
Which is delightful. Coco's a bit of a surprise here for me.
Yeah.
And you're going to be shocked to learn that, let's see, John, I'm curious. You did not vote for Heaven Can Wait. John, you voted for none of the movies we're going to watch.
Oh my gosh.
So our third pick is Field of Dreams.
This podcast has been ripped from me. It's been ripped from me.
That's what you get for going on vacation, John.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what can you go ahead and say what I voted for and all the regrets that everyone, the five movies I voted for that you're all regretting not watching.
Okay, John, you voted for Truly, Madly, Deeply, The Sixth Sense. The Sixth Sense was really close. If it had gotten one more vote, we would have had to have come up with some sort of crazy tie. And you voted for Stairway to Heaven, The Devil, Max Devlin, and Heaven Can Wait, the original Heaven Can Wait.
Original Heaven Can Wait. Stairway to Heaven is the one I really wanted. I was looking into it today. It's Powell Pressburger. They did the Red Shoes as well, and I know they do a wonderful cross-life romance in Stairway to Heaven that you all robbed me of seeing. Live.
So I spread my votes. I gave smaller points, but among more movies, and so all three of the ones we're watching, I did give votes to. I also voted for The Sixth Sense, Stairway to Heaven, the others, The Lovely Bones, Angel on My Shoulder, Soul, and Heaven Can Wait, the 1943. But anyway, none of it matters. There we go. So our movies, in the order we will watch them. Actually, we can probably discuss. We need to discuss which is going to be our headliner. It's probably got to be Field of Dreams or Coco. We'll figure that out.
Right, so, right. Because as it stands, as tradition goes, we'd be watching Heaven Can Wait and then Field of Dreams and then Coco.
And finishing with Coco.
Yeah, which is, it seems weird to finish with a cartoon like that. I don't know.
Okay, well, what day, this is a Saturday, right?
Saturday, July 8th.
So
yep.
Most baseball games start at 7:30 local time. So you could do it, Field of Dreams at the end.
If you screen it, they will cry.
There you go. See? Just for that.
All right, very good. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on and helping us choose these movies. And so I will say, of these three, I thought that for sure we were watching Field of Dreams. I thought that was going to win. Heaven Can Wait and Coco are a bit of more of a surprise. I thought we were going to end up watching The Sixth Sense as one of the three. But anyway, I think these will be sure. Great.
Yeah,
these will be great.
These will be good.
Field of Dreams
enough.
Is very afterlife-y.
You don't think it is?
No.
So what really. You wonder about Field of Dreams is, what's your afterlife if you're not a professional baseball player? Like, is there somewhere where someone has to, like, build a wrestling ring so that Andre the Giant can come back and wrestle?
you don't really learn about, I don't know. Like, what someone might happen.
This sounds like a really excellent discussion we can have.
Yeah.
Regarding, a big question with Field of Dreams. So like,
obviously explores the afterlife for a baseball team, for one baseball team. We get a glimpse into the afterlife if you played professional baseball.
We should discuss an accountant's afterlife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much. And I hope we see as many of you as possible in Salt Lake City on July 8th. It'll be awesome. We'll have a great time. And John, you have any parting words, sir?
I will really enjoy these movies. I'm still a little bit bitter, but I have a month to wear that off. I'm looking forward to these three. It'll be really great. July 8th, everybody. It's free. So, come along. And we're going to actually be in a theater this time instead of a little convention hall. So,
yay. All right, John, I officially declared this podcast decisioned.
I feel decisioned. I feel decisioned. I feel so decisioned, I'm sleepy.
All right. All right, folks. We will see you in Salt Lake City.
Bye-bye.
So we're good. No, I think
you guys go to the tower, right? That's where you're going to do this or no?
The Post Theater?
Oh, I don't know where that is.
It's on UVU campus.
It's up on the tower. It is a theater, though.
It's where we did it last year, except we didn't.
Yeah. Remember that, Ammon?
I remember that. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was there.
No, the air conditioning broke like one day before.
Actually, that's why we didn't see you, because you actually went to the Post Theater.
You were the Post Theater.
Yeah, we were there the whole time.
Stayed the whole day.
Flew out to the wrong theater.